Module 5, Communication Part 1. Effective communication is a key component to any successful business. It is especially important when managing a virtual team because not only do you deal with traditional communication problems with employees, but virtual teams can face more obstacles trying to keep in touch. Learning helpful tools and techniques for effective communication can take any virtual team a long way. Early and often. Early communication means not waiting for a problem to happen before addressing it. Check in with your employees on a regular basis, whether by phone, email, conference, etc. Don't let employees struggle through a problem over a long period of time. Don't wait for them to contact you, reach out to them to offer help. Contact each employee often and follow up after any problems they have reported. Keeping in touch with each employee not only cuts down on large problems, but it shows your support in the employee and can boost their morale substantially. Tips: create a regular schedule to check in with employees. Find what methods work best for each employee. Keep track of small problems that arise early to prevent bigger ones later. Rules of responsiveness. Communication is a two-way street and can shut down when one side doesn't contribute or doesn't act on their responsibility. When outlining communication techniques with your virtual team, one aspect to cover is the rules of responsiveness. Determine which forms of response are appropriate in various situations. Do you need a response right away? Is it something they can reply to later? Will you need a short or long response? When sending communication to employees, let them know how soon they need to reply and how soon you expect to hear from them. Employees need to understand that the communication you exchange with them is very important and that they need to respond in a timely manner. Face-to-face when possible. Sometimes communication needs to be made in person or face-to-face. Communication over the phone or email can often be skewed because there is a loss of tone and body language. Although this can be hard with a virtual team, there are ways the manager and employees can work together. If distance is somewhat small, arrange a time for employees to meet either at your office or theirs. If distance is too great, the next best option is to use some sort of video message system such as Skype. Although it does not replace in-person meetings, it allows the manager and employees to talk face-to-face and monitor their tone and body language signals. Sometimes long-distance communication just can't deliver an effective message, so never underestimate the power of talking in person. Choose the best tool. Every form of communication has an appropriate tool to use with it. Some information can be delivered by informal methods such as email or telephone calls. Informal methods are great to use when a short or quick answer is needed rather than a long response. Participants can share information quickly and then continue with their work. Other messages should be delivered more formally, such as face-to-face talks or even in a group meeting. Formal methods are better used for in-depth messages and descriptions. The information is often lengthy and may require explanation or presentations. Formal methods also allow participants to ask questions or add their input. To choose the best tool, the manager should determine how urgent the message is, how quickly it needs to be received, and what kind of response they are looking for. Once they determine what is to be shared and what they need in response, they can then choose the best tool for the job. Case study. Zach was communicating with his virtual team about upcoming projects and assignments. When he gave the original assignments, he spoke with every employee in person when he assigned them their project. He continued to speak with them by email and text messages when they had small questions or needed a deadline reminder. Zach made sure that when he sent an employee an update, he let them know to reply back within 24 hours with any questions or concerns and to acknowledge that they had received the information. He knows that his employees know how to reach him when they need something, and he can reach them when he needs.